This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning hits up for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Star campaigners of different political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Prime Minister senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. He'll be holding public gatherings in Jaunpur, Bhadohi, Pratapgarh and Azamgarh today. He's scheduled to stay in the governor's house, Lucknow, tonight and will address 3 more rallies in Barabanki, Fatehpur and Hamirpur constituencies tomorrow. On the other hand, another political battleground will be in Fatehpur with senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath and opposition leaders, including Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati, will campaign today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign for Rahul Gandhi in Rai Bareli constituency, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka and senior Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar will also hold the press conference in Lucknow. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal reached state capital Lucknow yesterday night. He will hold a press conference at Samajwadi Party office today. Odisha is witnessing a high-voltage campaign for the remaining 3 phases of both Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, with top leaders of BJP, Congress and BJD on the campaign trail. BJP President JP Nadda held a roadshow in Bhubaneswar today. Later, he will also address 2 mega rallies in Sundargarh and Bargarh Lok Sabha constituencies. BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik is scheduled to hold a roadshow at Bhubaneswar today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to visit the state today for campaigning. 5 Lok Sabha seats, Bargarh, Sundargarh, Balangir, Kandamal and Asika Lok Sabha constituencies and 35 assembly constituencies coming under their purview are going for polls on the 20th of this month. Campaigning for these seats will come to an end on Saturday. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people were killed and 1 injured in a collision between 2 vehicles in Indore district late last night. According to Additional Superintendent of Police Rupesh Kumar Dwivedi, a jeep collided with an unidentified vehicle on the Indore-Ahmedabad National Highway. In this accident, 8 people have been confirmed dead, while another person is injured. 1 injured person has been admitted to a nearby hospital. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed when 3 vehicles were involved in an accident early this morning at Chengalpet district. The incident happened at the Chennai-Trichy highway when a private bus hit a lorry which was going ahead. Today marks the 49th state day of Sikkim commemorating its integration into India as the 22nd state on May 16, 1975. President Draupadi Murmu greeted people on the occasion of Sikkim Statehood Day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sikkim is blessed with sublime natural beauty, manifested by snow-laden peaks, dense forests and waterfalls. The Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang also extended warm greetings to the people of Sikkim on this occasion. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the military offensive in Rafah will last a matter of weeks, not months, not years, stressing the need to destroy 4 Hamas battalions in the southern Gaza city. Netanyahu was interviewed by US News Channel yesterday. He noted that the United States and Israel have a disagreement, but Netanyahu said sometimes you just have to do what is required to ensure your survival and your future. US President Joe Biden has warned that Washington will hold off providing ammunition and other weapons if Israeli forces carry out a large-scale ground operation in Rafah, where many civilians are sheltering. A fresh spell of heatwave is very likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh from today. India Meteorological Department IMD said that hot and humid weather is likely to prevail today over eastern and northeastern regions of India. The weather office has also forecast heatwave conditions over Gujarat, Konkan, Saurashtra and Kutch over the next 2 days. It has also predicted heatwave conditions over Delhi, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha on the 18th and 19th of May. On the other hand, IMD has said that southwest monsoon is likely to advance into the South Andaman Sea, some parts of southeast Bay of Bengal and Nicobar Islands around Sunday. In men's javelin throw, Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra won the gold medal in the Federation Cup 2024 in Bhubaneswar. The 26-year-old superstar secured the gold medal with an effort of 82.27 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.